And welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello, welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We're recording on Saturday evening after the farmer's market on 18th Street this morning, and it was a great market.
It was a great market. It's been a long day already. We were up early baking scones and all the things that we have to do for market.
I really like baking.
I know. And I love getting up at 3:30.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay, maybe I don't love it.
But there's no way. I tolerate it. No way I could do it without your help.
Because I think my value just went up.
Yes, maybe it did. But it really takes both of us to pull this off. Does.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of like a machine when... We've done this so many times, and we talked about that at about the fourth batch or so today. It's just like we don't even think about it now.
No.
You get up, start the ovens, start all your stuff. I come in and start getting the labels ready to put on the bags and the finishing labels. We already have everything else labeled and insert. So it's a big process to get scones to market.
It really is, but I love doing it, and that's kind of our specialty at the market is scones, and we've added a rotating specialty out here at the farm on Fridays when we're open on Fridays. This past week, it was mini pies.
Yeah, those were really popular.
Those were a hit.
Sold out.
And a big shout out and thank you to all of you who ordered and came out to pick up. We appreciate your business. And we need like a drum roll because we have a brand new feature coming out next Friday, June 19th. Should we announce it? Or should we keep folks in suspense?
No, I think we should announce it because if people have already been on social media, they may have seen a little teaser.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we are going to offer by pre-order only...
And limited. You can only
limited this quantities. Is,
talk about process.
Yeah, this is an extended process.
Yeah, this product takes a lot.
We are going to offer homemade English muffins.
Oh my gosh, they are good.
We've been testing the recipe and
we had some friends I'm happy. Test it. All the feedback we've had has been good. And we've been eating them. You know, we had to eat a few rounds just to make sure. You know, I had to try one like with honey, try one with jam. Just to make sure, you know, it fits all the accessories.
Accessories. I never really thought about jam as an accessory, but hey, let's roll with that.
I'm not a fashion person, clearly.
It works. So that's going to be coming, and we'll probably do those every other Friday and see how many we can produce. So watch our online store to get your orders in, and we will have those baked and ready for you. I'll set a deadline on there so that I know how many to make.
Yeah, because you definitely have a limit on how many can be made because of the process and the timing of it, and you want them fresh. I mean, you're
absolutely
not gonna like start on Monday.
No.
So
they'll be baked on Thursday.
Yeah, they'll be baked on Thursday. They pick up on Friday, and whatever we have that time is what we have. So if you miss it, I feel bad for you, but we'll do it again.
Right. So what else did we do this past week?
Oh, we are always doing something.
Oh, the big thing. Honeybees.
Yeah, we moved 80,000 or so honeybees. You know, just a typical day at Five Feline Farm.
Right. I think you have some great photo documentation of that.
I tried to get some, but there were so many bees in the bee yard, and I did get a little video clip, but to do that, I have to take gloves and stuff off, and the bees were not very happy, so I didn't want to have too much of the bee suit off.
Right.
To do video and pictures. So I didn't get as many as I would have liked, but I did get some.
And our purpose with disrupting this huge number of bees was we had a stack of boxes that were tilted a little too precariously for my liking.
Yeah.
And that had occurred because we had shifting in the ground underneath the stand.
Freeze and thaw and, you know,
and
that sort
so
of thing.
We had some give, and I'd adjusted it once with bricks, then it was leaning too far the other way. So I made a new stand for this particular hive and got that all set and settled and reasonably level. And then we had the joy of moving them from
one of the boxes
That was the other thing. Yeah, there was a chip.
One of the brood boxes.
Right, out of one of the corners. And so it left an opening in the back where bees could come and go, which is fine, except as the weather changes and planning down the road, I really didn't want that extra access to potentially chill them in the winter.
Yeah, we don't want any water,
right.
Snow. Anything like that.
So I not only needed to straighten all of that up, put them on a new stand, but also needed to switch the box and the frames from one box to another.
Yeah, so imagine, if you will, two brood boxes. I think there were two supers on there and a feeder.
There was a spacer
a
feeder,
spacer.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
So there was
and
a spacer
that was...
feeder.
That was a problem. Yeah. I should not have left it on.
They weren't using it as a feeder, but they had started building comb and the queen had been up there and laid brood. So we kind of got stuck with the feeder in there.
And what you'll find with honeybees is they will fill a space. So the kind of hives we use, you have frames with foundation and they build on that. And it's what you think of when you think of honeybees and beehives, the white stacked boxes, although we've painted some of ours.
Ours are different colors because, you know, why should we just do
white? Right. That's too boring for us. So when they have this extra space in there, they will fill it with comb and brood and honey and what have you, but it blocks up the area and it makes it impossible to remove frames below it to do inspections and things like that. So it had to come out. It was a mess.
Yeah. I don't know if it still had brood in it.
It did have some brood in it, mostly drone brood because of the bigger space available. Mm-hmm. So
that was an issue. You know,
it was.
So how do you move brood and 80,000 bees and completely take one of the brood boxes out.
Right. Switch the frames.
Switch all of the frames over. So we started basically from scratch. And in the meantime, when you open up all of this beautiful hive that was operating as a nice community and peaceful, they didn't really like it a whole lot. We started tearing apart their home.
No. And I can imagine. Yeah. I wouldn't like it so much if somebody was tearing ours apart.
We were giving them a new home that would be better and they would get all their brood back and it was going to take. But yeah, they weren't real happy.
No. They were okay until I started pulling frames and really getting down in there, probably closer to the queen. Mm-hmm. They were not amused.
No, we did hold boxes. That wasn't as bad.
Right.
But yeah, when you started pulling frames... Not
unhappy.
Yeah, they weren't very happy about that.
So imagine, what do unhappy bees do when they feel threatened?
Well, yeah, we got a few stings.
We did.
I will say for one time, I did not get the most.
You did not.
Not even close.
I did end up with... several stings. Yeah. I think five to be exact.
Yeah, they were pretty nasty stings.
Yeah.
because both of us just had on a jacket, veil, and gloves.
And long pants.
Yeah, we had on long pants, but I had on like my gardening bib overalls, and they're not bee proof. No. And they also have a bigger gap at the bottom so you can wear boots and stuff like that. So what do you think happens when you have a gap in the bottom of your pants and bees are mad and there's 80,000 of them?
And I had jeans on. I have a heavy pair of jeans that I usually wear to the bee yard. And as I was moving boxes of bees, there were bees coming out and there were groups on the ground. And I had different parts laying on the ground and I was stepping over them and trying not to step on groups of bees. Well, apparently I had gaps in the bottom of my pants. So...
Yeah,
we didn't
have ants in our pants, but we did end up with bees in our pants.
We will allow your imaginations to take you on the rest of that trip.
Yeah. We're healing now, though.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, neither one of us have serious reactions to bee stings now.
And both of us were like, oh, there's a sting.
Yeah.
There's a sting. There's a sting.
That's exactly what... But
and
at
we
that
kept
point,
working because we needed to get them back together.
We had to get them together. So we worked through the stings, came to the house, made sure we had the stingers out, and went on with our day.
Everyone lived happily ever after, except for the ones that stung us.
Yeah, that is, I feel bad about that.
They didn't live. But
no, once they sting.
That's the saddest part to me.
That is bad, and I hate that. So
I came back to the house for some parts and things that we needed in the bee yard. So you continued to work. By the time I came back, there were bees everywhere. I mean, it was crazy.
It was
they
crazy.
They were everywhere. So I was surprised you didn't get more stings. But they're all back together. They're all happy again. And the bee yard is nice and peaceful.
It is. And the next task out there is checking on the two new hives that we started and checking to see if they are ready for expansion. And if they are,
at least one of them will
be. We will add additional brood boxes and give them some room to continue to grow and thrive. So I'm pretty excited. I'm happy with the state of our bees right now.
Yeah, they're very healthy. This group is one that you did a mite treatment.
Yes, early.
Maybe a month ago.
Yes.
And they look healthier than ever. You hardly even saw any hive beetles.
Right.
No mites.
Right.
You didn't see any.
No, and that was...
you can see those in brood.
In the brood. As some of that brood, particularly drone brood, broke open, I was looking to see if there were mites on those, and I did not see any, so I was very pleased by that. I'm sure there are some in there because that's pretty common, but I do not see a significant mite load, so the bees are happy and thriving.
Oh yeah, they
and that's
they
a
look
great thing.
Extremely healthy, really one of the healthiest groups that we've had. So let's just hope they stay.
Yes,
and we don't have swarming. And now that you also switched the brood boxes, which usually helps a little bit
to
keep them from swarming.
Right.
But there were no signs that they were even thinking about swarming.
No.
So that's good, too.
That is excellent. So the bees are doing great.
Yes.
And we are excited about that. And I'm excited about trying to grow the apiary a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got to... let's continue to do what we're doing, because I don't know what you've been doing lately out there. I do come out and help and take pictures and that sort of thing, but some of it is I try to document.
Absolutely.
Because you can't do that when you're in the hives.
And, yeah, I don't do good.
It's good for us to have the photos just to see what's going on and then check back and say, oh, on June, you know, whatever the date is, this is what was going on. So it helps us to keep them healthier.
It does. So that's the report from the bee yard.
Yes. So all is well in beedom. So there you have it.
That's our report for this week.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter,
the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.